The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
This is Denise Nostrom, CEO and founder of Diversified Financial Solutions. Now more than ever, investment advice is needed. Not just where best to invest your money, but why. Are you investing for your future retirement? Are you retired and looking to maximize your income? Are you maximizing your income and concerned with leaving money for your loved ones? Are you investing for your retirement at the same time saving for your children's education and at the same time saving to buy another home? Are the markets in line with your goals? Are your goals ever changing? Please contact me at 631-758-8691. That's 631-758-8691, or visit us at diversifiedfinancial.biz. For over 25 years, I have been helping individuals, families, and business owners navigate through all market conditions with only one goal in mind, my clients. Visit me at diversifiedfinancial.biz or call Denise Nostrom, founder of Diversified Financial Solutions, at 631-758-8691. That's 631-758-8691 for a conversation about my most important client, you. Hello, thank you for tuning in today. You are listening to The Financial Chick Show, and I am The Financial Chick. My name is Denise Nostrom, the CEO and owner of Diversified Financial Planning, located in Medford. I'm here live every Friday from 5:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. on 103.9 LI News Radio. Your Financial Chick is here to help you make better financial decisions and choices to improve your life and reduce your anxiety and stress about money. If you have any questions on anything we discuss on the show, you can check out my website at financialchickshow.com. We are also on Facebook at Diversified Financial Solutions, so like our page to get updates and see what's happening. So we made it to Friday. I think we're all thrilled about that. I know sometimes it's just a recurring week, and we'll talk about that. But I'm really excited to have some guests with me this week. I would like to welcome back our Lewis.
Hey, everyone.
The client and digital services specialist of the firm, right? And also, if you live in Holbrook or the local area, you know and love this restaurant. My family and I love the restaurant. I want to welcome the owner of Hummus Mediterranean and Hummus Fit, Tony Turcsette.
Hey, everybody.
Well, thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you being here. And we have to thank Lewis, obviously, for introducing us. So that's how the connection there. And it seems like, you know, without even knowing it, we have a lot in common, right? We both love Lewis.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
I hope so.
No, we do. It's truly. But also, I heard that you're a graduate of Patrick Medford High School.
That is correct.
All right. Yeah, me too.
Oh, really?
I'm not telling you the year, but, you know, I mean, you
know. I won't
tell
you either.
but I literally, you know, we've talked, but I don't think we've ever talked about that. So I was like, you know, checking out things, just kind of be ready for today. And I was like, oh, my God, Patrick Medford. So, yeah, I went all through and the whole thing. And so that's pretty cool. Yeah, and, of
Pat
course,
the Raiders.
Yeah. Did you do any sports?
In, no.
Okay.
No,
all right.
Unfortunately,
didn't have to. It's all good.
Focus on other things.
It's all good. Well, look at you now. You know, it's all good. It doesn't matter. Our path is our path.
Yep. And it gets us to where, you know, work throughout high school.
Okay.
So I kind of didn't do it. I wish I did. I wish I had the chance to do it. But, you know, we're there for everybody else, though. Lewis was playing on the soccer team.
Exactly.
We supported.
Okay, there you go.
Always there for, you know, local schools as well, school teams.
I love it. So that's good, though, right? So sometimes we don't get to do those things, but if we just never circle back to it, you know, and get those opportunities, even if we do it through to help other kids or
of course,
you know, different associations, that's like a really cool thing.
It still feels great.
Absolutely. And you can still get out there. I mean, you look pretty fit. I mean,
oh,
I
yeah, no, we still play soccer. I still kick, you know, Louis's button soccer, so.
All right, all good.
Although he's afraid to play with us sometimes.
No, I'm not.
With
I'm
the listening. Big boys.
Well, he doesn't want to get hurt, but he's got to get to work.
Exactly.
We have
he always
stuff
has
to
excuses.
Happen.
Always.
Oh, my
Why
goodness.
He doesn't show up to soccer on Thursday nights. So we play indoor soccer sometimes.
Okay.
Yeah. He never makes it, but.
That's a topic
right,
for
now,
another
now
day.
Now I'm learning some stuff.
Oh,
you know,
God.
But, and then, of course, the last thing we have is we're both business owners. So
yes.
I thought it would really be kind of a cool thing to discuss. You know, being an entrepreneur obviously is totally worth it, right? But certainly not easy. And there's stresses and, you know.
Of course.
We talk about it, Lewis, at the office. You know, people see the end results. They never see the
Always.
Journey. And there's so much to that that people don't know. And not that you were like, you know, we want to get pat on the back or, you know. But knowing, well, two things. people that want to become a business owner or an entrepreneur, what are you gonna face? Let's get real. I mean, we want to know what's going to happen. You know, it's always a different journey, you know, needless to say, mm-hmm. but we want to know the challenges. But then also for the people that say, oh, you know, like my husband's a truck driver. Oh, but you know, the food just goes behind the supermarket. Like, you know, no trucks bring it there. You know,
so yeah, exactly.
It's like sometimes like it's the most like obvious thing to most of us. To some people, it's not. And it's really mm-hmm. interesting.
Of
you know?
Course.
So, you know, I want to learn a little bit about you and your business. So what made you decide to go into business?
So I went into business in 2009, actually.
Oh, wow.
Me and my family opened up a bar, a hookah lounge, which was popular back at the time. And a couple years later, I got into fitness, started working out, started eating better. But there wasn't anything... you know, any restaurants that actually made what I wanted to eat.
That's very true.
So one day, me and my brother-in-law are sitting down, and he's like, listen, you're into this fitness stuff. You make great food. Why don't we open up like a healthier Mediterranean food place? I said, okay, you know, let's look into it. So we got into it not knowing a thing about food.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So
I was cooking a little chicken at home, chicken and rice, working out. Nothing like what we do now.
Burnt chicken.
So, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So, you know, that was a reality check.
Absolutely.
And, which was great. It taught us a lot. Mm-hmm. We failed the first 2 years horribly. Came very close to closing up shop. And it was like, you know, we made a decision. Hey, if things don't work out within the next 2 months, we're going to, you know, mm-hmm. we're just going to move on. It's just not for us.
All right.
And maybe a couple of weeks after we said that, I don't even know what happened. The place started filling up with customers, and things just changed. Everything changed for us, and we've been working really hard to maintain that since day one.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I have to say, I mean, you just see it at your store. I've only been to the one in Holbrook. You know, I'm transparent and honest. But I have to say, just, you know, the employees are always very, very nice.
Yes.
They're very helpful. So, I mean, that trickles down from the top. So, obviously, that comes from you.
I appreciate that. We have the best team. I always have to say, if it wasn't for a great team, we wouldn't be where we are.
No.
100%. It's not a one-man show mm-hmm. or two people. It's a whole team.
Absolutely.
Well, I always told Lewis, and for those of you that don't know, Lewis actually started working at one of my restaurants.
Yes, the connection. So this is where the connection
at 14, at 14 years old, I knew Lewis's sister, and she messaged me one day because we were looking for help. She said, hey, look, I have a little brother. He's not so little. He's 14 years old, but you know he can do a couple of things. So Lewis started working at the Holbrook location. That was the only location that we had.
Mm-hmm.
And he helped us out in the back, and you know, 3-4 years later, there, you know, look at him now.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm thankful. So, and I started off, by the way, for the people who don't know, I was a dishwashing specialist, not just a dishwasher.
Oh yeah.
That's I was a dishwashing specialist.
Exactly. Everything Lewis did was either the specialist, expert, whatever it was.
Executive.
If he was making a gyro, he was the best gyro maker.
Yeah.
Executive gyro specialist.
Hey, listen, if you're going to go for it, right?
Exactly.
You know?
Listen, you have to take pride in everything you do. There is no, whatever job,
you always gotta
whatever
go
position, you have to do it at your
so
best,
true.
And you always have to have pride.
Yep.
Doesn't matter what you do. There is no, you know, this level, that level. You always have to take pride in your work.
Exactly.
Totally agree. Again, you know, kids today, they want to start off as the CEO. They want to be the business owner. You got to go through all the channels. And if you do that, if you start from the bottom, you know, you enjoy the journey. You get to learn it all. And when you get to the top, it's just that much more satisfying.
Exactly. 100%.
You know, and that's really, really important.
And that's the difference now. You know, a lot of young kids want to get that CEO, the entrepreneurship. I'm an entrepreneur thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you want the title, it's like $450 to open up an LLC. Just go do it. It's not about just saying you're an entrepreneur. You have to do the work.
Yep.
A lot of people
every
aren't
day,
willing to
night.
Go through the
And it's
the
a
journey.
Lot of hard work, you know, and that's one of the things. We've got about a minute or so to the break, but what were some of the challenges that you faced in the beginning?
It was a lot, but financial challenges were a big thing. We started off with very, very minimal capital, little credit, because we still owed a lot of money to the banks from previous business. And we didn't have a dime for marketing. We didn't really have money for employee shirts. It was, you know, staff. I had to work all day at the restaurant and then go work at the bar at night. It was kind of like a 19, 20 hour day because we couldn't afford employees at the time.
Right. And that's your bread and butter right
there.
Yeah,
of course.
That's tough. Yeah. All right. So we got about 30 seconds, but we're talking with Tony Turkset, and he's the owner of Hummus Mediterranean and Hummus Fit. And we're talking about entrepreneurship and business ownership. And I'm the financial chick, Denise Nostrom. So the company's Diversified Financial Solutions. I help you look for financial solutions when you feel like there are none. And we're going to be closing on the commercial break. We're going to come back and talk more about business and entrepreneurship. Stay tuned. Welcome back. This is Denise Nostrom, the financial chick. My company is in Medford, and you can reach me at 631-758-8691 or visit my website at financialchickshow.com. We are here to help you on your financial journey. Over the years, things change, and we are here to help you navigate all those changes that happen over those years. So we are back with Tony Turkset and Louis Reyes from my
everybody.
Firm. And we're talking about business and entrepreneurship. So we left off about some of the challenges that you faced in starting your companies. What do you say some of the successes? Well, I would say you started with one. And how many restaurants do you have now? And
we have four locations now.
Huge. So one.
We started off, in 2015 in Holbrook, 1066 Main Street. I mean, one of the challenges was were a lot of our customers were telling us, hey, nothing really lasted in this location. So we don't know if you guys are going to last. Your food is great, so we're going to keep coming until you guys close down.
That taboo location.
So, yeah. you know, it was like a good job, but, you know, we're not going to really see you soon. So it was actually like, it was a downer.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
People are negative Nancys. You just have to toss them aside, right?
Yeah. And, you know, we had a lot of friends and supporters that, you know, at some points our food wasn't the greatest. They would still support us, come in. And we got a lot of, you know, publicity from the community. Particularly, we have there's a group called Sachem Moms. They're very very famous.
Yes, absolutely.
For a lot of great things. And a couple of the moms went out there and said, "Hey, look, there's a new place down the down the block. I went and checked it out. It was the food is good. People are great. Food is good. Go check them out."
Mm-hmm.
So one day, we started getting a lot of, you know, like parents coming in with their kids. It was just overnight. Just started happening overnight.
Awesome.
So I'm kind of curious, like, hey, like, where are you guys coming from? Oh, well, someone who posted about you guys on Sachem Moms. And at the time, I'm like, what's Sachem Moms? You know, to find out, it's a group of parents from Sachem and other districts in a group. Mostly good things. I mean, they've made it to the news before for the fights and all that. But other than that, staffing is definitely has been an issue, not just wouldn't say just for hummus.
Well, I was at your location in Holbrook, and I saw that you're hiring. And again, in this economic time that we're in, you know, with people getting unemployment and making more, that's a big challenge for business owners to be able to get staffing, because if they can get paid more being home, that's what people are going to do.
Yep.
So
that's one of the definitely issues. We lost a lot of employees when the pandemic hit, which at the time I understood, because some were afraid to work, some, you know, which I understood, but some were, you know, they weren't afraid. They would tell us that, oh, hey, I don't want to work. But on Friday nights, they would post stuff on social media where they were at parties. Just so after the pandemic.
That's human, the human way.
Yeah, and I have I have friends in the industry, food industry, other, you know, industries, and they're struggling the same thing. They can't find help. I have friends down in Florida. They're going through the same thing. He has two pizzerias, only open a couple of days at one of the locations because there's no staff.
I can't do it the whole time. That's a common thing that we're hearing all around. So, I mean, what are you doing to combat that? Is there anything that you're finding successful or just, well, we can say, are you hiring? Well, we know you're hiring now. If anybody's looking for a job at Hummus,
let us know.
Give them a call.
Yep.
Yeah.
We need help.
It's tough. And the thing is, well, speak about the pandemic. Now, how, you know, with the pandemic, either companies just did nothing and got scared and like freaked out, or they became inventive or reinvented themselves.
Of course.
Right.
What did you guys do to kind of make it through the rain, so to speak?
So the pandemic kind of really hit hard between March and mid-May for us, where things slowed down. We went from, I would say, 20 plus employees to pretty much 6 employees, where Lewis was a part of it as well. I had to work with, you know, 5-6 of my staff, just them working.
Right.
And, you know, there were a lot of days where things were really slow. So I didn't know what was going to happen. If all the hard work that we put in for years, it was going to go down the drain,
right.
It can go away overnight. So, and I also have a family. I have a little, I have a son. And I lost a lot of sleep.
Son on the way, I hear.
Yes.
Right? Congratulations, Tony.
Thank you.
And you to your wife.
Thank you. I think she's listening. but yeah, you know, I mean, she knows. She was there.
I'm sure.
I lost a lot of sleep because it's not just a bit, you know, my business that's going down. You have the weight of other people as well. You have your staff. Like, they're going to lose their job as well. Middle of the pandemic, nobody knows what's going on.
Right.
So that made me want to work harder. Like, I can't let anybody down. I can't let my staff down. I can't let my family down. So we started coming out, you know, coming up with some ideas, giveaways, you know, like, shop here and we'll give you this.
Cool.
Shop here, we'll do this for you. You know, if we'll bring your food to your car. We'll deliver your food. We didn't deliver our meal preps to residents up until the pandemic, which made, you know, I'm kind of glad that it happened because it made us think outside the box, like, hey, if we want to sell our food now, we need to go. We need to go an extra yard. We still do. We delivered from Holbrook all the way to Long Beach.
Get out. Really? Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
You know,
right. That's awesome.
Queens border.
Everywhere, honestly.
Everywhere.
And I just want to pinpoint one like key thing that, you know, Tony's been saying. I don't think if you realize, but at the beginning, he started with a lot of criticism and then he approached this pandemic. And I think one key factor, you guys are both entrepreneurs and you guys can probably relate, is you really need to believe in your idea like it was if it was like a religion. You have to be able to push through anything that comes your way. And a pandemic for a lot of entrepreneurs, I feel like it was like the world going against them. And the fact that, Tony, you still strived and you were successful even through the pandemic, is it just shows that, you know, you need a different mindset when it comes to entrepreneurship. It's not just making all this money and it's not also just having the title.
Exactly.
Definitely.
That's a great point.
You need
to
go against all odds, in my opinion. You know, sometimes bad things happen for a reason.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's a wake up call.
And look at that,
you know,
right?
What? I was a little comfortable. We were getting comfortable as a company. So, you know, pandemic hit and it was like a wake up call. Like, look, you could lose everything overnight.
Right.
So don't take anything for granted.
Exactly.
You need to keep working. You need to keep hustling every single day.
Amen.
But certain business owners will roll into a ball in the corner, right?
Yep.
And other people just go, I'm going to use this and use it to the best of my ability and create and reinvent. And that's what you did, which is amazing.
Thank you.
So that's really good stuff.
And we'll keep working. There's no stopping.
So again, the big thing is health. You know, today I did a thing. I lost some weight and, you know, doing meditation,
great.
Yoga. Well, thank you. But I did this stuff. So, that, you know, you're right with saying that with healthy food, it's very hard to find. You can't go out and it's a real challenge.
Yep.
So why don't you tell my listeners a little bit about the meal prep, if I can
so
say.
So we have the restaurant, which is a healthier Mediterranean. It's almost, it's build as you go concept. You can get your rice bowl, salad bowl, or pita sandwiches. And we also have our meal preps.
Mm-hmm.
It's a variety of different meals. You have your healthier, you know, like Spanish cuisine meals. You have your Mediterranean meals. Everything is made healthier.
Okay.
You know, less sodium, less fat, more protein.
Nice.
geared towards weight loss, weight gain. Depends on what your goal is.
Right.
So,
How can they do that? So is that through the website?
They can go into any of our four locations. Okay. Holbrook, Selden, Ronkonkoma, or Deer Park. Deer Park is the latest, the newest store.
Okay. Do you have a website so they can check it out?
Hummusfit.com.
Okay.
They can place their order, pick up at any of the locations, or we can deliver it to their houses.
Okay. I love that part, and I'm sure a lot of people will love that part.
It's just
everybody's
easy.
So busy today.
You can go right on your phone, place your order. Sunday, you'll get a text message. Hey, we're about 15, 20 minutes away. Look out for your food. Somebody knocks on your door, your food's right there.
Boom, it's there.
You don't have to cook. You don't have to shop. You don't have to clean. We do it all for you.
Well, everybody loves that, right? I mean, that with our busy schedules. So can't believe it. We're running to the end of the show. It just goes so fast. But I'm so happy to have you today, Tony.
Thank you so much,
and
both of you guys, Denise and Lewis, for having me.
Thank you, guys.
It's a great time.
That's good. So we're ready to start the weekend. Just a quickie, we do have a Town of Brookhaven residents, another recycling event tomorrow at the Brookhaven Town Hall. It's from 9 to 1:30. E-waste, paper, and drugs can be sent there. Again, help the community and also not get your information stolen. So, you know, shred that stuff, your bank statements, etc. And next week, we're going to talk about new mortgages and refinancing existing mortgages. So make sure you tune in next Friday and have a wonderful weekend, everybody.
Advisory services offered through Blackridge Asset Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Securities are offered through Peak Brokerage Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Blackridge Asset Management and Diversified Financial Solutions are separate and independent entities from Peak Brokerage Services.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.